Omer le rapuna v'reid Rav Yeshua le rava. Teshon at Aleph. The atlo tizbra debein l'chayayim osir. You don't hold that Rava said that between the l'chayayim is mutter to carry, just as under the korah. The same machlokas would apply. So Rav Huna said to Rava, don't you hold that between the l'chayayim is osir? V'omer Rava bar bar chana, omer Rav Yochanan. Mogli shiritz bo b'lechoyayim, pachos midalit, bonal machlokas Rav Shimon Gamliel v'rabbonim. If you put a lot of lechis on the side of the mogli, and there are less than three tochim separating them, picture 63. So at the end of the mogli, you put, here he has four lechis, and there's less than three tochim separating them. So the Mora says, "Bondu the machlokas of Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanan." This depends on the machlokas of Rav Shimon Gamliel v'Rabban. Rav Shimon Gamliel d'Omer Amrinan Lavud. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that less than four tefachim. It's less than four tefachim between, but more than three tefachim. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Lavud is up till four tefachim. So these lichayayim are Lavud to each other. So Amrinan Lavud Mishtamish Adchudo Hapnimi Shalechad Lechi Hapnimi. You can only carry till the inner edge of the innermost lechi, because it's all considered one lechi. Since it's Lavud, so it's one big lechi, and therefore you can't carry past the end of the lechi. The Rabbanan da Amri lo Amri in Lavud. According to the Rabbanan, Lavud ends at three tvachim, and this is more than three tvachim, just less than four tvachim. Da Amri lo Amri in Lavud, Mishtamish at Chudu Apnimi Shal Chitzo. Then you can carry till the inner edge of the end, the last lechi, because each one's considered a lechi by itself, and the last lechi is Mater, the whole Mavud. So, but nobody holds that you can carry past the inner edge of the lechi. Mashma, that opposite the lechi itself, you can't carry. It's just, Shaila is, how big is this lechi? According to Shimon Gamliel, the lechi is one big lechi, therefore the innermost edge of the innermost lechi is the end of this lechi, and that's where you have to stop carrying. And according to Rabbanan, the innermost edge of the outermost lechi is the lechi of the mavui, but you have to stop carrying there. But nobody holds you can carry past the inner edge of the lechi, meaning opposite the lechi itself, it's also to carry. The Rava, what's Rava going to do with that? Rava holds you're allowed to carry opposite the lechi. Hasam nomi to pasuach le karmelis. But over there it's talking where it's open to a karmelis, like we said before, in the chanami. The only time you can carry opposite the lechayayim if the mavui is open to Rishus HaRabim. Then we say the area opposite the lechayayim is bottle, right? It's a makom p'tur. But if it's open to a karmelis, then it has a din of a karmelis, and it's, it becomes part of the karmelis, and you can't carry them. Aval Rishus HaRabim, my shori, yatsiva bi'ara v'yugura b'shmei shmaya, but if it was open to Rishus HaRabim, it'd be mutter to carry there, but to a karmelis, not. Same thing we said before, that where it's open to something similar, then it becomes an extension of that similar thing. Where it's open to something not similar, then it has a din by itself, and has no din of a makom, therefore it's bottled both to Rishus HaRabim and to Rishus HaYochid, and both the people in Rishus HaRabim can carry there, and the people in Rishus HaYochid can carry there. Okay, Rashi. The Atlo Tizbro, the Bein L'Chayayim, Reb Yochanan Osir. You, Rava, don't hold that according to Rabbi Yochanan, opposite the Lechayayim is Osir. Here's a case where Rabbi Yochanan said, Betherish, that you can't carry opposite the Lechi. Ve'ha'omar Rabbi Yochanan, Movi Sharitzvo B'Lechayayim, B'meshach HaMovi, Mirosho L'Tzad Sofo, B'Shtayim V'Sholosh Amos. Right? If you put up Lechis at the end of the Movi, for an area, here the Gemara thinks it's only two or three Amos, but not more than that. The pachos me'arba, and there's less than four tvachim between them, but more than three tvachim. She'ein bein lechi lechi dalet, aval yesh beinayim gimel. Bon l'machlokas of shimu rabbonim. D'ifle gula'el b'mishlosha v'ad arba. They argue anything more than three tvachim, but less than four tvachim if you say lovet or not. I amrinan lovet o lo. Me'oso machlokas on l'meidim sha'ap behechshir mavu zeh yesh machlokas beinayim. That machlokas would apply here too. Rabbi Yochanan lo mefarish milsei, the hashtag of mefarish Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua, and here Rav Huna explains what Rabbi Yochanan meant. The alkar chachadik omer Rabbi Yochanan, the sheikh of plugs and Rav Shimon, v'rabbanan hacha lo meshkachas lo ela betashmish shikeneged ala chayayim. L'chara, that which Rabbi Yochanan said, that depends on the machlokas of Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan, it has to be talking about the halacha of carrying opposite the lechayayim. To the Rav Shimon, havi kulu kechad lechi. According to Rav Shimon, they're all one lechi. Ve'ein mishtamish b'mavui, ela ashchudo hapnimi shalech lechi hapnimi. And therefore, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you can't carry past the inner edge of the inner of lechi. Because that's the end of the lechi. It's all one lechi. Av mishom lechutz, havi bein lechayayim. After that is opposite the lechi itself. Ve'osrim, it's also to carry. Ve'rabonin lo havi kechad lechi. According to Rabbanan, since there's a space of more than three tefachim between them, they're each one's considered an individual lechi, a separate lechi. Uva lechi achit so mishtari mavui, and the outside lechi is the one that's matter the mavui. Umutul ishtamish b'chol ha-mavui ad chudo apnimi sholchitza. Therefore, you're allowed to carry in the whole mavui till the inner edge of the last lechi, the outermost lechi. The keneged chitzon lechudei havi bein lechayayim, because the bein lechayayim is only opposite the past that inner edge of the outer lechi. Amal Rabbi Yochanan bein lechayayim osur. But according to both of them, carrying opposite the lechi itself after its inner wherever the lechi is after the inner edge is osur. The e bein lechayayim Rabbi Yochanan mutter my shaychem pluk sayad Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Rabbanan lahacha. Bein havu kulu kechad, bein lo havi kulu kechad, keneged kulu hu mishtami. But because if you don't hold like that, then what's the machlokas of Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbana? Whatever you hold, whether it's one lechi or many lechis, if you're allowed to carry opposite the lechi, you can carry till the end of the outside lechi, according to everybody. The elamai must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds you can't carry opposite the lechi, and that's the machlokas. Morris says, Ravashi Omar, kigon shiritzpo belechayayim pochos pochos mi'arba b'meshach arba amos. Rav Shimon Gamliel to Amr Amrin and Lavud Havi Lei Mavui V'Tzorich Lechi Achra Latiro. Rabban and Amri Lo Amrin and Lavud Lo Tzorich Lechi Achra Latiro. No, so Rav Ashi says no. When Rav Yochanan said that it's totally in the Machlokas, Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan, he meant a different idea. What happened over here is you put enough lechis that if you make them all one, if you say Lavud, right, then they're all one big lechi. And if it's more than Arba Amos, a lechi can't be Arba Amos. Like we said before, lechi, Arba Amos is a mavui. It's not a lechi. So therefore, if you say lavud, it's all one gigantic lechi that's more than Arba Amos, and therefore it's not good as a lechi. Therefore, you need another lechi that's separate, that's more than Dalet Tfachim away from these, to be Matur the mavui. Masha Ein Kain, what's it called? According to the Rabbanan, that you don't say lavud more than three Tfachim, each one's a separate lechi, and therefore the outside one is okay. Okay. Even though Rashi said before that if you put it up the kavana, four amos is also okay, so they explain that's only where the lechi closes up, it's like a mechitza, it closes up a portion of the mavui. It sticks out into the mavui horizontally. But here, it's flat against the wall. That kind of lechi doesn't help if it's Arba Amos, even if you put it up at Kavon. They also say, Lechari, you learn from here, something that's a big machlokas, the Rashba and Achronim argue with on it, whether you say Lavud Lechumra or not. Right? Cases where Lavud Lechumra by Sukkah, you have a screen over a Sukkah. And each of the pieces of the screen are what's it called less than the solid part is less than three tefachim. So that's what's it called schach pasels with three tefachim, less than three tefachim. But they're less than three tefachim apart, and you have a few of them. So if you say lavud, it's all one big thing, and it's three tefachim, and it pasels. If you don't say lavud, it doesn't pasel. So Zataz says you don't say lavud lechumra. Lavud is only halacha when you need it. If you don't need it, you don't say it. Right? If you don't want it, you don't say it. And the Rashba says, we see from here that you do say lavud l'chumra. So when those who say you don't say lavud l'chumra, right? I think there's a Rosh and a Tosus who say you don't say lavud l'chumra. So according to them, what they would have to learn this Gemara, that it's not because you say lavud l'chumra. It's because here you need a hecker. And Lamaisa, since it's lovel, there's no hecker. That's a special case over here because you need a hecker of the lechi. But wherever it's toli stam in the halachas of mechitzas, you say, you don't say lovel l'chumra, only l'kula. Okay. Rashi, Ravashi Omar, la'olam bein l'choyayim l'Rabbi Yochanan mutter. V'hai, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the Shaykh of Tuxayad, Rabbi Shimon, v'rabonan, l'hocha kagon d'havi meshech ritzifa zu dal ramas b'orach amovli. Right, it's not the machlokas of Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon is where the lechi ends. Because you can't, what's it called, carry opposite the lechi. You can really carry opposite the lechi. When Rabbi Yochanan said that it depends on the machlokas of Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon, right, whether you say lovod over here or not is for a different palocha. Here it's where the lechi is dalad amas, total, if you say lovod. And it's not dalad amas total if you don't say lovod. Okay, but sorich lechi acher, l'rab Shimon, yesh lovod, b'pachos midalad. He said before that if it's four amas long lechi is not a lechi. V'tzorich lechi achlati. Romovi zeh shebein lechayayim. Right over here you can't use that lechi, so you need another lechi outside of that or inside of that to be matter. Aval melechi apnimi ve'elich miu shor letutule. However, wherever that lechi is, you can carry. In other words, what's it called? Wherever that other lechi would be okay to carry them in opposite the lechi. However, you'd be allowed to carry. You need another lechi to be matir this other mavui. In other words, there's two mavuis here. There's a mavui inside and a mavui outside. So you need another lechi to matir this mavui, which is also four amas. Okay. One second. Mi ushar l'tutuli b'mavui l'hano vadi nira lechi v'nira lechi. V'ovyo nidun lahem belechi, v'nitar bo movui. That's one. Kach shamati. V'li nire, shafil mitnimi v'lifnime no nitar. Right? Even the inside is no good. In other words, the first Rashi says that from the inside of this four amas, alechi, it'll be okay to carry in the movui. But you can't carry opposite that four amas, because that's a separate movui, and that doesn't have alechi. Right? And now Rashi's saying, no, I hold that you can't carry bechlal anywhere there. Because there's no lechi. The four amas thing is a mavui. It's not a lechi. There is no lechi. It's not that the end of that lechi is at least a lechi for the inside of the mavui. Till there. Doesn't even help for that. De lechi apnimi l'Rabbi Yochanan enu mater klal. Aval l'Rabbonin kol chad b'chad ban v'navshi. Who? U'mishtori mavui b'lechi kamo. Rashi's saying, what he first said is, that four amas lechi will help at least the inner corner of it for the inside of the mavi, but it won't help for itself. Itself is a mavi without a lechi. And then he said, no, it won't help at all. A four amas lechi is not a lechi, so this mavi has no lechi, not for any part of it. Well, Rabbi Shimon, okay, now let's go on. Well, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lehevi kinira mibachutz v'shovim mifnim, enochinami, it's one big, gigantic lechi, okay? But usually, Rashi says, they don't put the lechi, right, flush with the walls of the mavli. It's sticking out a little bit from the mavli. Okay, this lechi. So, from the outside, you don't see four amas. You just see a little bit that's sticking out. So let's consider that outside a lechi. And even though you can't see that little bit of outside inside the mavli, because inside the mavli it's a four amas lechi. But outside the mavli, what's sticking out is only a small little piece. And that's a hecker. Like we said, the whole reason the four amas lechi is no good, because not a hecker. But from the outside, you don't see four amas. You just see a little bit sticking out of the mavli. Right? Picture, picture 64. Right? So people who are walking outside, they don't see four amas. They just see the back of half of this amud. this lechi. And that's what's it called? That's a regular lechi. It's not a four amos lechi. It only looks four amos if you're in the mavli. So if you're outside the mavli, you don't see four amos, you just see a little bit. So the chora, that should be totally in the machlokis of nira bachutz, and not nira bifnim, and shava bifnim. Is that okay or not? Smara says, since outside the mavli, there's a little bit, what's it called, of lechi sticking out, and from outside the mavli you don't see four amas, that should be enough of a hecker to be matter the mavli. Smara says, no. Midi hu tam el Rabbi Yochanan. This whole thing is to explain Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan said, the bottle of machlokas of Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, this four amas, since it's this less than Dalit Toch in between the lechis, it's considered like one big lechi, and it's four amas, it's no lechi. Right? Ki osa rovin, om Rabbi Yochanan, nir bachutz, shovim fnim, eno nidu mishum lechi. Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that nir Rabbi bachutz, and shovim nifnim, if it's not nicker to the people in the mavli, it's only nicker outside, that's not called a lechi. A lechi has to be nicker from the inside, not only from the outside. Rashi. Even though from the inside of the mavi it's all one gigantic lechi, which isn't kosher because it's more than four amos, the nidam ishum mavi afilu hachi hechi shomer Rabbi Yochanan mid Rabban Shimon the boy lechi acher. Still, why does Rabbi Yochanan hold that you need another lechi, even according to Rabbi Shimon? Enochinami, from what's inside the mavi won't be a good lechi, right? Lishkuri hay mavi benirim bachutz v'shom v'fnim. But let's be moderate from the part that you can see on the outside, not what's on the inside. Mistama, when you put the lechi, you don't put it flush with the wall, Rashi says. You put it a little bit towards the outside. You put it out, the people from the outside also can see. Okay, normally you put a lechi where everybody can see it. But here it's a problem, because what you can see on the inside is no good. So what you can see on the outside should be okay. Because if you put it flush with the wall, it looks like the wall's a little bit thicker. You don't see that it's a lechi. But if you put it that it sticks a little bit out past the length of the wall, then people can see it's a lechi. El b'fnim nikr she'eino min aksolim. Only on the inside can you see it's not part of the wall. Shlefi shechudo nira b'fnim. The kivan derishon tzosot nimshach lechutz. Since the lechi, the first pole of this big arba abos lechi through lavud, is outside a little bit, let the mavui be mutter with the little bit that's outside, because that's not four amas. From the outside, you don't see a four amas lechi. You see a little bit of a lechi. And the halacha is, nirav bachutz, the way Gemara thinks now, and shav ifnim is okay. Do amrin lekamon, nirav bachutz, shav ifnim, nirav mishum lechi. Mar says, no, midi hu time a kolomar mi mosvin and hai to you of tell the Rabbi Yochanan. The yolef mi lovud, the Rabbi Shimon psula lahai mavui. The whole thing, our whole argument over here, discussion, revolves around Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rava said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Ben Lechayayim is mutter. And we're trying to show that Rabbi Yochanan holds Ben Lechayayim is osir. So everything we're talking about in this case, where Rabbi Yochanan said that it depends on the machlokas from Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. If you have what's it called? A lot of lechayayim, right? So it has to go according to Rabbi Yochanan said. And Rabbi Yochanan himself says, Eino nidon hilkachi amrin lovud boy lechi achrina. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of nirim bachutz. Menela, that's the machlokas of Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Since there's less than the four tvachim, but more than three tvachim between these things, according to Shimon Gamliel, it's one big lechi, and therefore it's a mavui, and it's not a lechi. And the fact that a little bit sticks out on the outside is meaningless because he holds that nira bibachutz, the shov, the mifnim, is not a lechi. It has to be nikr in the inside. And on the inside, you see it's four amos. And therefore, it's no good. Going to Rabban, it's each one's a separate thing. The mewa, there is a lechi here and the mavi's mor. But, okay.
Rabban also say you can only carry it in the chud apnimiyah.
Right. According to what we're saying now, Rava holds bein alechayim is also.
So what Rav Ashi says?
Huh?
Rav Ashi wanted to explain something different.
Right, that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you won't be able to carry it all. And according to the Rabban, you'll be able to carry a chud hapnimi of the outside lechi, the farthest lechi. Either way, Rashi learned. Rashi learned the first way, you'd be allowed to carry past this four amas thing into the mavli. Right? But according to Shimon Gamliel, you could only carry from the end of the inside lechi. Right? And the end of that lechi. According to the Rabbanan, you'd be allowed to carry to the inside chud of the outside lechi. The farthest lechi. Not outside the mouth. What? Yeah, in a chanami. But that's called nirav machutz.
If you're out the street there,
Tosus asked Akasha, but that's what Rashi learns. He learns it doesn't make a difference if it's past the coastly Hamavui. Right? Pass it's within three tvachim, whatever, that's good enough. Yeah, it's a lechi. So that's a matter. Tosus asked Akasha. Tosus says, right, lechor it's outside the mouth. Right. The next Tosis. Shemoshe kol lechi lechutz v'chudu apnimi nichnas bo v'yakosu. Where is it? Here, v'yikoshim nir mechutz. Yeah. Right. But Rashi learns the mice, it's still going to help, for whatever reason. Okay. Itmar. Itmar. So now we're going to see this machlokas. Nirum b'mithmin. The shavim b'chutz, nidom mishum lechi. If you can see the lechi inside, but you can't see it outside. For people standing outside the mavui, it looks like just an extension of the wall. It looks like the part of the wall. Right? It's flush against the wall from the outside, but on the inside you can see that it's a lechi. Okay? Here. 65 and 66. Mir mithnin is where the lechi is flush with the wall, so people outside, all they see is an extent of the wall going a little bit farther. Right? Part of it's stone and part of it's wood. And but on the inside, you see, if you're standing on the inside, you see it's not part of the wall. You see the wall, and you see the lechi going the other direction. Now, it's basically, if it's going the same direction as the wall, it's an extension of the wall. If it's going different direction than the wall, so only from inside do you see where it intersects the wall. If you're looking outside, since it's flush with the wall, all you can see is the extension of the wall. Nira mibachutz is the opposite. Here you can see that the lechi is not part of the wall. If you're outside, you can see that it sticks out from the wall a little bit. But if you're inside, all you see is a little bit more extension of the wall. It's flush with the wall on the inside. Here, you can see the thickness of the board. If you look at the wall, you see that this board is thicker than the wall. So that's the case where it's nirim b'chutz and not bifnim. So itmar nirim bifnim v'shom b'chutz, if you can see the lechi on the inside. But on the outside, it looks just a continuation of the wall, neither mishum lechi. That's okay, because the ikur hekur is for the people on the inside. Nirav v'chutz v'shom v'fnim, the opposite case, where you can see it from the outside. The people on the outside can see it, but on the inside you can't see it. Reb Chiya v'Reb Shimon v'Rebbe Chadom are neither mishum lechi, v'Chadom are eno neither mishum lechi. Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon v'Rebbe, right, one of them says, we don't know yet who, says that it is a lechi, that as long as there's a hekur for the people outside is good enough. And the other one says, not a lechi. It has to be a heker for the people inside. Not good enough, just the people outside. And we said before that this is heker to the people inside. Outside, this was the purpose of the lechi to keep the people of Rishus HaRabim, carrying Rishus HaRabim, because they'll look at the people carrying the Mavui and say, hey, we can carry too. Or it's to keep the people in the Mavui from carrying Rishus HaRabim, because if we can carry in our Mavui, we can carry Rishus HaRabim too. So which is the ikker over here? The inside, one who says that it only helps for the on the inside, the hecker is the ikker for the inside. The one who holds that it helps even on the outside is either that the hecker is the ikker for the outside, or once there's a hecker from people on the outside, that's good enough. Let's establish that it was Reb Chiya who said that it is considered a lechi. The Tani Reb Chiya, we have a braisa from Reb Chiya. Kosel shetzido echad konus mechadero. If you have a wall and it's not a uniform thickness, it gets thinner as it goes as it extends. Bein shenir vachutz v'shom v'fnim. Whether the wall gets thicker in such a way that you can see it on the outside, but not on the inside. Bein shenir v'fnim v'shom v'chutz. Whether the wall gets thicker in such a way that you can see it on the inside, and it looks equal on the outside, nidam mishum lechi. Then that thickness of the wall is considered a lechi. Tistai. So you see clearly that according to Reb Chiya, it doesn't make a difference if the lechi's near Rabbi Bachutz or near Bifnin, both of them are good. Now let's see the picture. Here. The wall is thicker. Picture 67 and 68. If the wall is thicker on the outside, right, you can see that the case where it's near Bachut, or the wall is thicker on the inside, on the outside, all you see is the wall. You don't see, if you're working on the soil, you don't see any lechi, see a wall. That's 67. Okay. Truth is, it's machlokus, the Bach and the Beis Yosef, but we're not going to get into that. It's just the picture over here, that's the one, okay? That one is totally on the outside, you see the wall gets thicker. So that extension there, since it's not the full thickness of the wall, is considered a lechi. But you can only see that it's a lechi on the outside. If you're standing inside the mavui, you see a straight wall. You don't see any lechi. Mashen came over here, the opposite case. If you're standing inside the mavui, you see that that extension is an extension, because the wall basically is thicker. So this is an extension to the wall. If you're standing outside, you don't see anything. You just see a wall. Yeah, but you have to be standing on an angle, from the a special angle, that's not near a bachutz for everybody. Okay. Rashi? Itmar Garcina. Near v'fnim v'shom bachutz, shehem min ha'lechi rechovo l'tzad orko shel mavui. You put the lechi width to the length of the mavui. V'lo moshek tzas rechovo kimot. And you didn't extend it towards the out past the wall of the mavui. Elahush v'chudo achitz la'obi kosli amavui, and you made it flush with the wall of the mavui. V'doma k'misha mosif al rochav haksolim. They don't near in bachutz kelechi, right? Doesn't look like a lechi. Elahudo hapnimi nearim b'fnim, but you can see the inside corner on the inside of the mavui. She'av yobolit v'tok rochav hamavui because it extends into the width of the mavui. So on the inside you can see that it's something extending from the wall. On the outside it looks like an extension of the wall, just nothing extending out of the wall. Nira vachutz v'shov v'fnim, shemosha kol alechi lechutz, v'chudo ha'pnimi nichnas b'kos le'amavui. V'eino nira v'fnim, el adoma k'mosif al orech ha'koso. Right, from the inside it's flush with the wall, so it looks like an extension, it looks like the wall continues on. Avom v'chutz nikra she'eino m'kos le'amavui, shari nimshach lahala mirochav ha'koso, because but on the outside, you can see that it's not part of the wall. Kosher shetzido echad kosher chavero shenichnas habinyan umiato miavyo tahashta bolay fiyotzi mimenu kegemin amud shekorin flyer. The case we saw over here, where the wall gets thinner, and Tosa says it's where you have two mavuis or two chatzeris, one next to the other, two walls next to each other, and one is longer than the other. So in one place it's two walls thick, and the other it's only one wall thick. That's why this comes about. Not because they make the wall different thicknesses. It's because in one place it's two walls, and the other place the second wall ends, and only the first wall continues on. So now you have a place where it's one wall thick instead of two walls thick. Bein sheknisaso nirim b'fnim v'shava machutz kazeh sheshakua kosul me'acharav v'nireis ha'pgima b'fnim bein shenir b'chutz v'shava b'fnim kegon sheshakua kosul milfonav. Because Okay, so that's what's it called. The pictures is what Rashi's talking about. Okay, let's go. Rabbi Yochanan, let's go back into the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Milo Shmi Aleha. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan hear this brisa? Right? Lechora is a Pharish a brisa. We have Achronim arguing, and it's a brisa that says Pharish. Doesn't make a difference. Nira Bifnim or Nira Bachutz. Velo Sover La Rabchia Nami. One second. Milo Shmi Aleha. Ha El Shmi Aleha Velo Sover La. He heard of this brisa. He knows it's not a reliable brisa. And therefore, there's their brises that were, what's it called, not reliable. Yeah, but that's what the Gemara says. Didn't hear about it. It's Shayach, they didn't know. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said a day on this, they never heard of this brisa. The Gemara says, hey, he heard of it, he didn't hold of it. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya nami lo sover lo. Maybe, how do we know that Rabbi Chiya is the one who said that that it's okay, even Nirim Bachut, maybe Rabbi Chiya said this price has a hold of it. Hi, my Bishlam, Rabbi Yochanan lo sover la mishum hachi lo tamila. Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold of this price, that's why he didn't say it. El Rabbi Chiya iisid lo sover la lama le lamisna. He didn't hold of the price, so why is he saying it over? Must be that he did hold of the price. So we can still establish that Rabbi Chiya was the one who holds that Nirim Bachutz is okay. But on the other hand, what's it called, we don't know that Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold of this price. So now we have another day. Rabba Bar Huna said that Nir Bachutz Shov Vifnim is a lech. Rashi, Milo Shmieleha, Masnis and Rav Chiya, Vafilu Hachi Lo Sover La, Hachinami, Hechi Misayem Es Mineid Rav Chiya, Hu Da Omer Nidon, Dilma Iyu Nomi Shmieleha Lo Sover La. Just like Rabbi Yochanan, what's it called? Mistama heard of this brisa and he didn't hold of it. Maybe Rabbi Chiya held of the brisa and didn't hold of it either. How do you know that Rabbi Chiya is the one who holds that Shava, that Nirim Bachutz is okay? Maybe Rabbi Chiya said this brisa, but he didn't hold of it. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rabba, Umosvin and Ashmaisin. So the Maisa, we asked on Omar Rabba. Rabba said, we can ask on Rav Huna, who holds that Nirim Bachutz is a lechi from what we learned before. Chatzar ktana shenifritzo legdola. If you have a chatzar ktana that's opened into a chatzar gedola, gedola muteris uktana asura. Right, the gedola is muter and the ktana is asura. Mipnei shehi kepischa shel gedola, because the ktana is like a pesach for the gedola. So the gedola has a pesach and part of the pesach is closed off, and therefore what's it called? It's a good mavui, but a good has mechitzas. Right, but the ketana itself is aser because it doesn't have a. It's not a pesach. It's open completely into the gedola. Right, the imisa ketana nami tishri benir bachutz shom v'fnim. Let the ketana be mutter because its lechis are outside. Right, where's the case of chutz ketana and chutz gedola here? 69. You have what's it called from the chutz gedola to the ketana? You have part of the walls are closed in. Right, so it's not paritz b'milua. Okay, so the what's it called? And when you're in the gedola looking to the ketana, you can see the two sides of the wall that the gedola is bigger than the ketana. Okay, mashenke, if you're looking backwards, you don't see those two sides of the wall. They're outside your wall. All you see is one gigantic opening. So the ketana is prutza b'milua into the gedola, and therefore is no pesach. It's awesome. But the gedola is mutter. Because for it, the opening into the ketana is a pesach, because it has clothes on both sides. But if a lechi on the outside of the wall is okay, then these gifufim should also be okay. Because even though you can't see them from inside, but if you can see them from outside, they're considered a lechi, then should be considered that they're closing up this pesach too. Right? This pesach is the part that's open, is not completely open. But the part that's closed, you can only see on the outside, but that should be okay. Right? And you see, it's not okay. You have to see it on the inside. It's only seeable on the inside from the Chatzar Gedola. From the Chatzar Ketana, it's seeable on the outside. Amrav Zeira, Benichnos, and Kosle Ketana, Ligdola. No, it's talking where the walls of the small one extend in to the, what's it called, the a few amas into the Gedola. That's picture 70, should be? Yeah. So therefore, what's it called, the, you don't even see it on the outside. Right? Even on the outside, you can't see it. If you're standing on the outside, you don't see that either. Okay. Rashi. Chotzer k'tana sh'nifritzo l'gdola, k'tana nomi tishri. V'lo lisri b'nei g'dola alayu, elo l'havi nomi pischo l'gaba. Let them both be considered two separate mavuis, that one can't ask of the other, because they both have a Pesach, one into the other. And when there's a Pesach that separates, then each one's considered a separate chotzer, and you can carry in each one separately, even though you didn't make an error between them. Lios kishnei chatzeros u'pesach b'neihem. The afagav the shomif neim shomid besocha roa kol kosli orka shavin she'ein sham mikosel rechava lepei osera klum v'havi milua harim mibachutz besocha gdola nirin la shiurin v'kosel zeh mikan mikan also odev shagdola odev salaktana v'gdola behu mishtaria. The maisa, the gdola has to be bigger than the ktana, obviously, because if not, then it would be awesome. There has to be some wall extra. So just like you can see that from the big one to the small one, even though you can't see it from the small one to the big one, but on the outside you can see it, meaning from the big one to the small one, that seeing it on the outside is good enough. Why shouldn't that be good enough here? Mishum b'lidei nearest mifni, v'nechnosim kos lektana, u'boltim l'toch ha'gdola, b'shtayim v'gimel amos. And the reason Rashi said two or three amos, because if it would only be three tfachim, then it would be considered a lechi mamish. That little bit that goes in would be considered a lechi, right, opposite the other wall. The Hanak Gifufe de Pashi Luhu Migdola, Shaom de Meachore Pirza Saktana, Nirim Shalome Oso Kosal Hoyu. Right, they don't even look like they're part of that wall. This extends completely in, so that's a separate wall. It doesn't look like it's part of this wall, and it's, the wall is open, and then has things on the outside. Right? This is a different wall completely. These goes completely in, and those things on the side are just things that intersect the wall, but they're not part of that whole facade. Samara says, "Velema lavud." Ah, so if it sticks in, lechora, and there's not three tvachim between those walls that stick in and the other wall, then they should be considered one wall. What are you telling me? It looks like another wall, right? Let it be considered all one wall, right? Because it's lavud. And then it should be mutter, what's it called, because that thickness will be considered a lechi. The chitema de mefligei tuva, that it's, the walls are far away, right? The walls that stick in from the small one to the big one are far away from the walls of the big one. So you can't say lavud, right? That's not true. V'atani rav ada baravimi kamed rav chanina, ktana be'eser gdola b'achasesrei. That the case is even talking in a case where the big one is only one amma bigger than the small one. And if it's one amma bigger, that means a half an amma on this side and a half an amma on that side, which is only three tvachim. So it's lavud. Right? So the chor, if it's lavud, then if these walls that stick in are less than three tvachim from the big walls, then they're all considered one big wall. And it's thicker over here, and that's a lechi. So the lavud would make it a lechi. Okay? So the Gemara says, it's even talking in a case where the bigger one is only one amma bigger. If you split that amma into two, you have three tvachim on both sides. An amma is six tvachim. Right? So it's lavud on both sides. Amaravina ben flagim mikosu zeb ishnai mikosu zeb dalid. No. In a chanami, one wall will be what's it called two. And the other one is four. So it's only lavud on one side. And in order to be considered a Pesach, it has to have closed in on both sides, not just on one side. So it says, "V'leima lavud muruch achas the tishterei," right? So let's say lavud on one side, and a chatzar with one pass should be okay. One side that's closed, four tefachim, should be enough, right? When it says, "Rebbe he the amar bo'in and shnei pasim," Rebbe holds you need two pasim, you need both sides by a chatzar. We're not talking about a movi now. It's not really a lechi; it's a pass. So it's four tefachim closed on one side, but the other side is, what's it called, not lavud. So the wall is far away. So it's not considered a pas. So and Rebbe holds you need two. It goes according to Rebbe. Let's finish the Rashi. And it's not level to the wall of the big one. Tuva, tve mishlosha, more than three tvachim. Shaisa gedola rechov min aktana harbe. The big one is much bigger than the smaller one. Ktana be'eser gedola b'yudal. He said, no, the case could even be talking where the ktana is 10 and the gedola is yudal, is 11. Ein gedola devas laktana ela amachas. Hari shlosha tvachim lekan, shlosha tvachim lekan. And now the six tvachim, if you divide it equally, you have three tvachim on this side from the wall, one wall to the other, and three tvachim on this side. Since it's three tvachim, it'll be considered lavud. If it's lavud, that area is considered a pass. It closes up the opening from the outside again. It's nearer vibachutz, not bifni. Va'ovi knisa saksolim, imatina shlosha mikol tzadika lavud. Gemara says, no, muflog mikol tzadika shnei, mizabihar, enachanami. It's six tvachim, but you don't divide it equally. It's two tvachim from one side and four tvachim from the other side. Shalohai sektana mechuvenes kenegedem tziusa shagdola ela mishucha shnei tvachim letzad echad v'yesh me ha'ama odefe shnei tvachim lekan v'arba lekan v'aknisos dakos v'nisha mitzad echad yosu mishlosha reva. The name of lovud meruchachas v'ri kan shir echad. What do you care? Mais on one side you have a closing, and that should be enough to matter the chaser. The echad nira b'chutz, the mishri be'ktana, the shavi le'hai pirtz pesach. So eser hu dahavi. It's less than, it's ten or less amas, so it's a pesach. As long as one side is closed up with a pas of at least four tvachim, and that you have the four tvachim, but it's only nira b'chutz. So still it should be mutter. Well, it says, Rebbe hi da'amar bo'inan be'shurim l'chotzer shal eser shenifas. You need two sides closed in. One side is